Welcome to the land use portion of our meeting. It is 7:01. We'll go ahead and start this. First on our list tonight is number six, Rita A. and Arthur L. Voss, trustees, 3506 308th Avenue, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105-9311. Owner, Edward Voss, 30500 31st Street, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105-9308. Agent, requests a rezoning from A1 Agricultural Preservation District to R2 Suburban Single Family Residential District on part of tax parcel number 30-4-220-193-0100, located in the southwest one quarter of section 19, Town of Brighton. For informational purposes, this is the north side of 31st Street, which is County Trunk Highway JB, approximately 0.2 miles east of 308th Avenue. Are you here for?
Edward Voss.
You are Edward Voss. Please come forward, state your name and address for the record, and tell us why you're here tonight.
My name is Edward Voss, 30500 31st Street, Burlington, Wisconsin. In order to keep the building standing, when we purchased it, I purchased it from my father, Gaines Reed. Their surveyor put the lot line right through the building. And I guess we did understand that the building had to come down. It was kind of mutual with my father and I. It's a perfectly good building. Let's keep it standing. Completely forgot about by everybody until this point when I want to put up another addition and then the right hands and learned that the lot line can divide the building. My option was to tear the building down. Again, it would cost more to tear the building down and more to build in the building than it would to rezone. Felt it financially best to just acquire a little bit of extra land from my mom and keep the building standing. And everything should be up to standard. I obtained it up there so I can keep the building standing. To be honest with you, for no negligence or anything, it was just overlooked by my father and I, say, to people with a farmer attitude, if it's good, don't tear it down. So we didn't. There it stands, and it's still a good building. I'd like to keep it up.
Okay. Does the committee have any questions?
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Mr. Ross, I understand.
Mike, can you follow up?
Oh, sorry. I understand that you've got to take like a foot or two off the end of the building. Is that feasible? I'm just trying to make sure.
The next step that occurs is because I'm on residential, I only need 5 feet between my building and the lot line. The agricultural zoning needs 25 feet, and I only have from my lot line to the next building. I think I can show you a diagram here. So I have to either tear, my mom has to tear 4 feet of that next building down or completely tear it down. And well, that would be the next question. Is there any way we can leave that building stand? We can get all our machinery through it. And it's 21 feet. It's 4 feet. Clear 4 feet shot. That'd be the next question. Is there any way we could leave that stand? But that's another question. Right. Okay. My option right now, I'm going to tear the building down because I had talked to representatives with planning and development, and they'd say it's got to go. There's no questions asked. It's another building where it maintains one piece of machinery for my brother's farm. Another case that's going to cost more to tear it down than it's worth.
Is the building in disrepair you currently are using?
It needs paint. It was shingled, re-roofed, let's say 10 years ago. It's got a lot of life in it, but it's a normal farm building. It's going to need paint next year. But if I'm going to tear it down, I'm not jumping to any So.
And I'm not sure, because we've gone through it, we have no problem with your original question. That is a very valid point. I don't know if this is the place to ask that question, Chairwoman, about is there a way, or Andy, you're probably a lot more versed at this time of working with Mr. Boss at all. Because it seems foolish to me to have to tear down a perfectly good building if it's still in use, and it's certainly not of disrepair. I have been out to Mr. Boss's property, and all his buildings and the property in general is in very good condition, well kept, and taken care of.
Well, I guess that's not really the point. The one point I think everyone has to remember is back in 1983, the Vosses came before a committee like this one, before the town, with a certified survey map, and it was very clear on what needed to happen. There's actually a condition on the CSM, certified survey map, to do with the land division that indicates that the building was to be removed. And so that was well understood, okay? That didn't happen. And so now Mr. Boss is looking at ways to try to keep the building. And there is a way to do that, and he's trying to go through that process. It's not a clean process because of the fact that the distances between the buildings does not allow for the proper setbacks for the different zoning districts. And so a decision has to be made as to what's important, I guess in this case, to you and your family, the existing building, or 4 feet of the other building, or the entire building. And you're indicating that you would rather remove the entire building rather than the 4 feet. Only 4 feet is needed to be compliant.
Correct.
So that's a question, that's something that you have to figure out what you would want
and
to do.
I'm ready and willing to. I didn't think I would have another option until Mike had brought it up.
Right, and there really isn't.
Okay.
Right.
It's tear the building down.
Right. We're trying to work with getting it done the best we can to make everything compliant, and unfortunately there's just not the distance there to work with. Although, again, you have the ability to maybe tear down the 4 feet if the building can still stand structurally and still be used 4 feet shorter, you can certainly do that.
Okay.
Right.
Thanks, Andy. And we would then be in compliance, right? Or, I'm sorry, not we, Mr. Foss would be in compliance.
Correct. And I guess maybe that might be just a question, I don't know, has been asked at all, is what time frame are you looking at trying to get that rectified, either 4 feet or the entire building?
As soon as it has to be done. I'm starting to clean the inside of the building out now, ready to raise it.
Okay, is that something like it would be between now and the end of this year, or?
Definitely.
Okay, all right. I think that's good for the committee to probably know right. What your time frame is for that.
By all means, you could put a deadline on it, but by all means, I'm ready to tear it down this week if it has to. From previous meetings, I understood that with Ben, there was no other option, tear it down or cut 4 feet off. And I would comply either way.
Okay.
And I did have a lifting feeling when, thank you, Mike, for bringing that up, that maybe we could keep the building, but there's no way I can, unless I cut 4 feet of it.
Right.
It is basically an old lean-to building. It's an exaggerated cow fence, is what it is. It's not much of a building. So, by the time I take 4 feet of it off, dismantling would be the best thing.
Okay, all right. Well, then I guess that's what we'll look for between now and end of the year.
Right, and I discussed this with my mom and my brother, who was doing the operation with the farm. He says I can park that machinery someplace else, I guess, if he doesn't have another option.
Okay.
So it is more of a hardship for my mom than it is me. And I hate to burden it with it because it's her responsibility to get rid of it. I know I'm going to be the one tearing it down, but I'm putting that burden on her with all of this stuff that has snowballed. So,
okay.
I don't know how else to word that.
And just to be clear, Andy, because you know the facts a lot better than I do, with regards to where the building lies, where we're moving the line to, there's a certain setback that has to take place based on the zoning, and there's no variance that can be granted. And I'm not trying to muddy the water, I'm just saying, you've got a functioning building and a functioning farm out, and I know where it is. If there'd be a way to save it, great. If it just makes things, and I'm getting back to the original survey, it should have come down. I'm not trying to make things more complicated. There really isn't a clean way to do it then. Whether it's a variance or something of that nature.
Well, I guess anyone has a right to apply for a variance, but then that would be needing to go through the Board of Adjustments, proving that there is some type of a hardship there. It's a different aspect coming into play from what would be asking for like a rezoning. You have to prove that there's a hardship, there is a cost, and that would be something that they would have to weigh in if it's worth that to save the building, now that we're kind of hearing on what the condition of the building is on that. And so they would always have that right to do that.
Okay, and I'm going to suggest I'm just asking a question, that's all, because you're a much better expert at it than I am. Okay, so it sounds like, Mr. Boss, you have some options, but if you decide not to pursue that, then I guess raising it would be what our expectations are.
So
thank you.
Do we need a deadline on that, or just it's going down? So
it might be good to agree on
maybe
at the
end of the year.
The committee feels good with that. You're good with that.
Yeah.
Just for us all to know, because they'll maybe remember, hey, planning and development, whatever happened to that building, then we all know. And it'll resolve everything, and it'll be done and complete.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Any other questions by the committee?
Thank you.
Is there anyone for this petition? Anyone for? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against? Annie from the town?
From the town of Brighton, they met on August 13, 2012, and they did approve this variance request as read into the record. The date of publishing on this was August 3rd, 2012, and September 4th, 2012.
Thank you, Andy. Committee?
I'd like to make a motion to move this up. I'd like the motion to move this. Is it rezoning?
With the understanding that the barn would be...
With the understanding that the outbuilding would be raised or shortened by 4 feet by the end of the year to meet or to be compliance with this condition. At the end of 2012.
Okay. All right.
I have a first.
Second.
I have a second. Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Committee?
Aye. Aye.
Chair votes aye. Passes.
Thank you.
Mr. Ross.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of the day, folks.
Oh, you're taking all the fun out of my paper list. Get out of here.
We're up there.
I can't see that far.
There you go.
No. I'm here. Okay. It's going to be the problem here. Number seven is Larry, what? Yeah. Larry Gitzloff, 2441 100th Avenue, Kenosha, Wisconsin, 53144-7746, owner. James McInter, American Tower Corporation, 4040 Bramblewood Lane, is it Titusville, Florida, 32780, agent requesting a conditional use permit to co-locate FAA equipment at the 158-foot elevation of an existing 188-foot tall cellular communications monopole, along with accessory ground equipment in the A2 General Agricultural District on tax parcel number 80-4-222-014-0101, located in the southeast one quarter of Section 1, Town of Summers. For informational purposes, this is the west side of 22nd Avenue, which is County Trunk Highway Y, approximately 0.3 miles north of 7th Street, which is County Trunk Highway A. Are you here, sir?
I am.
Please step forward. State your name and address into the microphone for the record, please, and tell us why you're here.
My name is Stephen. Last name is Rick, R-I-C-K, from American Tower Corporation. Jamie McIntyre, who's a colleague of mine, is based in Florida. I'm situated here in Milwaukee. So I'm here just to represent the petition, answer any questions you might have. Brief overview, you've already spoken to it. It's a fairly straightforward proposition. We're just looking to put up a couple of antennas and an equipment cabinet, an existing installation to support ITT FAA initiative to upgrade their ground control, their cockpit, traffic control interface. So that's really, this is a national project. It's being run coast to coast. And there are roughly some 800 installations that we're working on. This is just one of them.
Okay. Do you have any questions from the committee? Anyone for this petition? Anyone for? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against? Andy from the town?
Just one question. Just because we received information from the town, there was maybe a little confusion in regards to the FAA regulations and the paperwork that they had. I think from the county, it's not a question, but it was brought up at the town meeting. Were you at the town meeting?
I was. The only question that needed to be addressed is the electrical code that was on the drawings that were submitted. They showed 2005. It was a Scribner's error. We recognize that there's been two cycles since, and I'm already working with our A&E and Jamie McIntyre to update that.
Okay.
That was their own. I mean, we had some, with the Plan Commission, we had some questions about next gen and some of the particulars of that, but that was the only pointed element that needed to be addressed.
Okay, I just wanted the committee to hear that. So otherwise, this item was published in the Kenosha News on August 30th, 2012, and September 4th, 2012. From the town of Summers, their town board didn't meet on this. September 11th, 2012, the motion carried 5-0.
Thank you, Andy.
Move to approve.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Dodge and a second by Supervisor Unkel. Have you read the conditions, sir?
I did.
And you are ready to sign them?
I am.
Okay. Supervisor Dodge, is that an approval with conditions?
Yes.
Supervisor Unkel, do you concur?
Yes.
Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Your conditional use permit has been granted.
Thank you.
Thank you. Number 8, certified surveys. None.
We have none.
Number 9, approval of the minutes.
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Underhill and a second by Supervisor Dodge. Is in governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Minutes have been approved. Number 10 at 7:20. Just be doing the minutes of the citizen comments. Any citizen comments? Citizen comments are closed. Number 11 at 7:20. Any other business allowed by law? I do have a quick comment. I would like to have the budget meeting on the Tuesday of next month during our land tour. That's okay. I'm pretty sure we usually have it on Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
During the land tour.
That's it. During the day.
Yes. During
okay,
the day.
So when we.
Yes.
October 9th.
Yes. Only because I know that Chairman Gens would like to attend, and the 10th is judiciary and law, so he can't be in two places at once.
What time?
It's at 11. The normal land tour time.
10 or 11?
Sometimes we do it at
10.
At 10 for the budget?
So we have enough time to cover land use items.
Okay. We'll probably be at 10 in the morning.
At 10 o'clock?
And April, you'll note that on the agenda for next month. Thank you. 7:21, item 12, motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
First by Supervisor Underhill, second by Supervisor Skolinski. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Ready?
Aye.
Chair votes aye, we're adjourned. Thank you.